Well, Mel, no,
she's going to come back, and, you know, she will be missed.
I'll come back and officially say goodbye.
Okay, we are on item number 8, Mr. Smithy.
Yes, excuse me, as I'm eating grapes.
I timed that just to...
Yeah, right? So, as the board knows, an ad hoc committee was formed to perform the CEO review and make any determinations on changes to the contract with the CEO. The board was given evaluations to complete. They were compiled, and a review was held with Gail last week to go over those results. Based on the information that was presented, the ad hoc committee recommended an increase of 4.5% for merit and cost of living effective July 1st, 2017, and to amend the current 3-month severance package to a 6-month termination for no cause in exchange for a release of claims. So before you today is a recommendation for those two items. Any questions?
And recommended resolutions as well?
Yes, A and B.
So we need a motion?
Mm-hmm. We'll need a motion.
Yeah. So moved.
Both items at the same time or?
I'm willing to move both.
Okay.
Are you going to make the motion?
Second?
She did.
I second it.
Okay. Any further discussion? And we have combined the two resolutions into a single motion. All those in favor of the two resolutions, or single motion in favor of the two resolutions, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes unanimously.
On page 6, under effect of termination, second last sentence, under no circumstances of termination shall any severance payment be payable to Struhl. Just look at that alone. I'm not sure what that meant, but except for under 5.1A, we would make the exception. So I don't know if that needs to be inserted or...
I can take that one. The payment in return for a release is not severance pay.
Gotcha.
Item that you pointed out, it said under no circumstances severance pay shall be paid is correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Liz?
Okay. Yeah. I had actually made that same comment, and we'd had a discussion on it, so yeah.
Maybe think twice. Under 7.2, no waiver, just that punctuation. Towards the middle of the paragraph, at any time thereafter, comma. I'm not sure if that should be a comma or a period.
Period.
Okay. And then under 7.5, towards the middle, again, agreement and each and every part thereof and fully understood or understand the implications of the same period or comma. Because when you follow the rest, it seems like a separate sentence.
We could do a period.
I know I'm being petty, but...
matters.
Then on under 7.6, it seems like the title for this position has changed from Retirement Chief Executive Officer to Chief Executive Officer. I'm not sure which one it is, but in most of this, it's Chief Executive Officer. But under this one section, you used retirement again before the title.
Yeah.
Looking for that, Rusty.
Okay.
The title was Retirement Chief Executive Officer until a certain point in time. And so when we reference agreements from that point, that period, we use that term, but then it changed. The word retirement was deleted from the classification.
Okay, so in the resolution, you still leave the old title?
In the resolution,
under 7.6. It's actually on top of page 8.
This is the contract.
This is the contract.
This is right? Contract. Excuse me.
The contract.
Page 8.
Top of page 8.
Top.
So it's referring to the different contracts, et cetera, dated as of May 30th, 2014, the prior agreement. in those, it was referencing the old title.
Yeah, it's how it was titled in that.
In that agreement.
Okay.
The classification back then was titled Retirement Chief Executive Officer.
All right.
I think at the time we used the statutory language for.
The statute uses the word administrator.
Okay, yeah. That's right, we ended up changing that, you're right. I understand correctly.
And last time under 7.8, towards the middle, postals PM, hyphen paid.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Okay, under.
7.8.
The third line under 7.8.
Mm-hmm.
PM, is that necessary, or what does that mean? What do you mean by?
Postage prepaid.
Prepaid.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's,
we only do that in the afternoon, so it's PM paid.
PM, okay.
Good. You are good.
This is my favorite morning. Wow.
It's a top room, man.
Right, exactly.
We don't have staff.
You clearly have a.
Just give it to him from now on.
Separate skill set.
That's it.
I'm disappointed in you, Jerry. I thought you would pick up all those.
I'm feeling the pressure right now.
Oh.
Okay.
We'll make those edits.
Good stuff.